Hi, I am Laurel Chambers, and I'm the owner of an adorable Pitador puppy, which is a mix between a pit bull and a Labrador retriever. Her name is Raven, and she's a rescue from the SPCA of Texas. I got her when she was, she was 3 months old when I got her. And so many great ways to get puppies, but probably the best is from a rescue because they are so well socialized to people and to a crate. I never had to crate train her. She's never had an accident in her crate. She barked the first night that she was in her crate, and since then she slept through the night every day and never had an accident. So anyway, we'll get into that in a future episode, but today I want to talk about what this podcast is going to be about. So this podcast is called Raising Puppies Right, and we're going to talk about just that. And we're going to go really in-depth into some things that a lot of dog owners don't know about. And we're gonna certainly talk about manners and training and fun stuff like that, but we'll also go into things like having the proper tools, what kind of crate you need, what kind of collar you should get, what kind of identification, you know, how often you should take them to the vet and what for, and when to get their shots, all of that general knowledge that isn't often talked about too often by dog trainers on YouTube and what have you. We'll also talk about just having the proper knowledge. There's things that a lot of dog owners just don't happen to know about puppies, like that puppies have certain life stages, just like human children. They have fear periods where, you know, something scary can affect them for life. They have socialization periods where if you miss socializing them in those periods, then you're going to have a harder time socializing them past those periods. And that they have periods where it's normal to regress in potty training and where it's normal to be afraid of things or wary of things that they used to enjoy or that they used to not care about, and just normal puppy growth stages. We'll also talk about bonding with your puppy without crossing boundaries, and that includes your boundaries for them and their boundaries for you. So we'll talk about dog psychology and dog body language and what your puppy's trying to tell you as far as where their boundaries are, as well as how to communicate where your boundaries are so that they don't cross those as well. And destructive chewing we'll talk about. This is probably the number one reason why people shy away from getting a puppy. Raven loves to chew, but she has never been a destructive chewer. Because destructive chewing is boredom-based, and if your dog has something to do, they won't chew stuff up. That's just how it works. So, if you train them properly, but you don't give them something to do, then they're gonna find something to do on their own. So it doesn't matter how well-behaved they are in general. If they're a high-energy dog like Raven is, they're gonna find something to do if you don't give it to them. So we'll talk about preventing that. We'll also talk about general diet, what kinds of dog foods are best for your dog. Should you go with kibble or dry food or make your own food or, you know, some hybrid of that? Or what kinds of treats should you give? What treats are best? What treats are healthiest? What treats for training? And then how often you should exercise, how long you should exercise your dog, both physically and mentally. Because a lot of people know about the physical part. They'll take their dog on a walk once a day or twice a day, or hopefully they'll take their dog on a walk twice a day, but a lot of people don't. But you should. But people forget about mental exercise as well, because if your dog doesn't get mental stimulation and they only get physical stimulation, then there's half of them that still is unstimulated, and that can again lead to the destructive boredom chewing. And then we'll talk about sleep schedules. You know, your dog shouldn't be staying up as late as you until midnight, 1 a.m., or whatever you having to go to bed and then getting up at 7 or 8 or whatever you get up. Puppies need much, much, much more sleep than adults do. And midday naps they need, and they need long sleeps overnight. And this is just to help with their development, to help with them processing the information they took in throughout the day. And it's excellent, an excellent tool in training. Often we forget about these tools that are just natural, but sleeping is a tool that we can use in training. And then, like I said, we'll go over the general normal stuff like manners, making sure your dog knows the basic commands, sit, stay, down, walking on a loose leash, place, which is one that a lot of people forget about, but that is really important and great thing to teach your dog. And then we'll go into some trick training, some fun stuff you can do with your puppy. We'll do leash training. Probably the biggest reasons that people take their dog to training is that they won't come when they ask and they won't walk on a loose leash. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you start right, that you'll never have big problems with leash training. So we'll talk about how to properly introduce your dog to the leash, where to walk, how far, and how to walk on a loose leash, and how to properly correct behavior and not just put a gadget on top to fix it, like a no-pull harness or a head collar, but to actually train your dog how to do it positively. And then we'll talk about manners when greeting new people, new dogs, not jumping up on people, not jumping up to bite their arms, not mounting them, licking their face or getting up in their lap, just generally providing those boundaries that are healthy boundaries. Because always it's important to remember that whatever behavior you see in your puppy now, if you don't correct it now, you will see it when they're an adult. So imagine your 10-pound puppy jumping up to try and lick your face, and he can't because he's only a foot off the ground. It's adorable, but imagine him as a 50-60-pound dog doing that. Not quite so adorable. So you really have to nip these things in the bud and treat them early, and make sure that you early on establish boundaries with your puppy. And that includes non-greeting behavior. When you're on a leash, lots of puppies, and I've had this problem with Raven as well, until only recently when we've finally gotten through it, but lots of puppies, they love dogs and they love people, and it's just so exciting when they see another dog or when they see another person on their walk that they just go insane. They lose their minds, they pull, they jump around, they just want to play, they just want to say hi. So we'll talk about making sure that your dog doesn't get dog reactive. We'll talk about how to properly reinforce the correct behavior and correct the incorrect behavior. We'll talk about how to make sure that your dog just, you know, looks at the dog and then walks right on by with you. And how to make sure that you generally are both enjoying your walks and that you're not getting pulled around and your dog isn't getting pulled on all the whole time, and it's not a battle the whole time between the two of you, because walks should be enjoyable. And we'll get really deep into having proper walks with your dog. But in general, this podcast is just for if you have a puppy and you're just lost, or you're going to get a puppy and you just want to be well prepared, this podcast is for you. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave them on my Instagram. It's at Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, period, Raven, R-A-V-E-N, period, Salatino, S-A-L-A-T-I-N-O. Salatino is my horse, but we might talk about him later. But if you have any questions or specific things, specific problems, or areas that need to be addressed with your puppy, then go ahead and send me a message on my Instagram. But yeah, so next episode, we'll be talking about the proper tools you need for getting your first puppy and the first couple days, what's going to go down and what you should expect. We'll also talk about where to get your puppy from. The proper place to get your puppy from would be a rescue or a reputable breeder. It should never be a pet store, especially one that you don't really know the history of where they get their puppies from. Petland is a big one that has been known for getting their puppies from puppy mills. And if you don't know what that is, we'll go into it in the next episode. But we just want to make sure that we're supporting proper industries, and that we're not supporting industries that hurt dogs. So we'll talk about all of that good stuff. So yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.